Allahu Akbar!
Russian-made tanks pounding the city of Homs in Syria for a fourth straight day as Russia's foreign minister was given a hero's welcome over in the capital, Damascus. Russia, a close ally, says Syrian President Assad is ready for dialogue with opposition groups, which have been under increasing attack from government troops since Russia and China vetoed a UN resolution to condemn the Syrian crackdown. This standoff has lasted 11 months. What's endgame? Coming up, we'll speak to Edward Lucas of The Economist about Syria and other foreign policy challenges. But first, we've reached Danny Abdul Dayem on Skype. He's a Syrian who's lived in London and is now in Homs, the area that has most protested the Syrian government and is now most under attack. Danny, hello.
Hello.
What's happening where you are now?
Shelling. They haven't stopped from 5 a.m. in the morning. They will stop at 7 p.m. See, that's their normal time. They bombard us from 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's how we live now.
Yeah.
Because say between 5 a.m., then you get bombarded after that. So you have to get inside your room, get safe, get your children out of the windows.
What am I hearing in the background? Is that other people talking, or do you have news reports? Do you have news from outside of the city?
I have more than 20 people sitting in this house with me, more than 20 sitting in the house with me, reporters, journalists from out the world, because everyone's just sitting in houses here. You can't stay in the second floor or the third floor. There's a place next to where I'm sitting now. This area I'm sitting in is called Baba Amr. You can't cross the street without running. You can't, from the snipers, you get shot by a sniper. This isn't a normal life. This is not a normal life. Kids from 8 years old, 9 years old, they know that they have to run now. That isn't a life. A kid has to run to cross the street so he doesn't get shot by a sniper.
Well, what does that mean for food, medical supplies?
We've been shut down for 4 days. Before these 4 days, we had like five or six days that the army wasn't hitting that strong. They were a bit afraid from the Arab League decision, and we had the monitors here. So when the monitors were here, the Arab monitors, the government wasn't hitting that strong. After the monitors left, they got the army back in, they got the tanks back in. They did a big massacre 3 days ago in an area called Khaldi. That was before the UN gave that decision, a day before. They killed over 300 people in that area in Khaldi by bombarding. After the UN gave that decision and abandoned the Syrian people, it was like giving the Syrian regime the green light, and they're okay, that it can kill more. The Assad army hit us for the first time with rocket launches.
So you're saying that you feel that after China and Russia vetoed the UN decision to intercede, that gave Syria the green light to bombard you. And you're in the area, the Baba Amr district in Homs, which is said to be rebel-held, and that's why tanks are said to be closing in on it. Are you a rebel? Is that how you'd categorize yourself?
Can I? What do you mean by rebel? I don't like the word a rebel.
Yeah.
Anyone who says I want freedom, is the Syrian government says he's a terrorist, or he's from Al Qaeda, or he's a spy from America, or he's an Australian spy. I'm a Syrian, a British person came back to get the news out in English. The government got it on the Syrian TV that I am Mossad. I'm an Australian spy. Just because I'm asking for freedom, just because I'm trying to help my people. These aren't rebels. This isn't how we are. This isn't how the Syrian people are. I ask anyone who's been in Syria, this Syria is a civilized place. People are really nice here, and they're being killed for asking for freedom. And where's the humanity in the world? No one is doing anything about this.
Danny, do you worry, given that the government has targeted you in particular and said that, you're, as you said, an Israeli agent from Mossad or an Al-Qaeda agent, the two aren't compatible, but, given that, are you worried? Are you a targeted man if these troops get to where you are?
Yes, I've been targeted 4 months ago when I went to England. See, I got shot 4 months ago. The bullet came in my back. I went to England, got the news out in England on the CNN and BBC and on Sky News. So I was wanted from then. Mm. I didn't come back in the country by the airport. I was smuggled back in, because if I went in by the airport, they would catch me and I would be tortured to death.
What's being said is that you and others in the Homs area didn't want to negotiate because you wanted nothing short of the fall of the Assad regime. Do you think that's a mistake? Is it a mistake not to do some negotiating?
No. We do not want to negotiate. with the regime. We're not going to negotiate over, believe me, there's over 50,000 people dead. I know they're saying 6,000, 7,000, but even me as a Syrian, I don't know how much there's dead. We have mass graves everywhere. We've got bodies missing, people missing. We don't know how many people are dead in prison. We do not want to negotiate. We want this regime to fall. And they, people say that the poor people go out in this revolution. I'm not poor. I was in England. I had a good. I went to England. I could have stayed there, couldn't I? I came back. This revolution is for everybody. This revolution isn't only for poor people.
What would you like to see now, Danny? You know that leaders here in the U.S. have asked for people who feel the same way about the Assad regime, leaders of Turkey, for instance, to form an alliance to bring support from outside the country. Is that enough for you, or do you want Western and other allies to come into Syria? What would you like to see?
We would like all the armies of the world to come in and occupy Syria. We don't care.
Even if that might be a bloodbath.
Can you see what's going on now? The problem is the world isn't understanding. All those videos you're seeing on YouTube, I don't know if anyone's seen them, of pieces of bodies in the street. There's already a bloodbath going on. They are taking the women. 15 officers raped one woman in one day. Some of them come back alive, and some of them, they torture them to death after that. What do you think that is?
Well, how are you doing for food? How are you doing for other supplies?
Okay, right now they've shut the whole area down. Yesterday they shot three ambulances, the Red Crescent, if you know the Red Crescent ambulance.
Sure.
They tried to get medication in, and they shot at them, but none of them got injured. Civilian cars try to get doctors in, they get shot at. No one can leave, no one can get in. We don't have that much medication, doctors, nurses. We can't do any more operations.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we couldn't stitch up most of the patients. We took our shirts off. We just wrapped their hands off with our shirts. We couldn't stitch them up. Half of the injured people died, and it wasn't fatal injuries.
This is after the hospital area was shelled. Danny Abduldayem in Homs, in Syria, thank you so much for speaking with us, and take care.
Thank you.